Blog Talk Radio.
All right, ladies, buckle up. It's showtime.
I see some black people looking at me, man. It ain't us, it's the media. It ain't us, it's the media. The media has distorted our image to make us look bad. Why must you come down on us like that, brother? It ain't us, it's the media. Please cut the fucking dish, okay? 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 When I go to the money machine tonight, all right? I ain't looking over my back for the media. I'm looking for niggas, bitch. Ted Koppel ain't never took this from me. Niggas have. So you think I got three guns in my house because the media outside? Oh, it's Mike Wallace. Run!
I had a whole other audio bit planned. For some odd reason, this screen just completely screwed up. I'm having audio problems all week, ladies and gentlemen. You know the show. You know it best because you tune in every day, and I appreciate every day that you do. 5 days a week, 2 hours a day. Unfortunately, we're going to change that for today. We're only going to do an hour program. We're only going to do an hour program. I'm going to wait for JC to join us so that we can get into that breaking news that happened at the end of the show yesterday. There is, of course, another breaking news story that is tonight. I want to make sure that not only do I watch it, but I get the audio and I splice it together and we do 2 hours of it tomorrow. Now, we're going to get into Joe Arpaio and his investigation with the sheriff's posse into Barack Obama's birth certificate. We will get into that. There's documentation JC has sent me. The long form birth certificate of President Barack Obama. So we'll get into that. We'll also get into audio of Obama talking about it. Many will remember when he had the press conference, when he released it, and pretty much how he responded to it. It's about 5 minutes worth of audio. So I will play that. I've got to make sure that I play all of it, because there's plenty to get into in that regard. Also, the reason why, again, like I said, 9 o'clock, we're going to end the show. We're going to do 1 hour today because Sean Hannity's exclusive interview with George Zimmerman, which is appointment television. It is very important television. Because I want to break down that audio. I want to break down that conversation. It will be talked about. Everyone will be talking about it. And I want to analyze not just the demeanor of George Zimmerman. His nervousness will be obvious, will be evident. He'll be there with his lawyer, Mark O'Mara. But I like to pay attention to language, how it is that people speak, what it is that they say, why it is that they say it. I like to break that down. You can always tell what someone means based upon the words that they choose because you have to be thoughtful. Some people, you just can't go rambling on. Mark O'Mara, the lawyer of George Zimmerman, knows that this is going to be used against him in the event that he should say something incriminating about himself. Of course, you remember the infamous conversation, Bob Costas, with Jerry Sandusky. Before we get into this, let me just get into George Zimmerman and the little clip of some of the conversation that he had with Sean Hannity. It's about 30 seconds. Here it is.
This is your first interview. What would you like to tell them?
I would tell them that, again, I'm sorry. My wife and I don't have any children. I have nephews that I love more than life. I love them more than myself. And I know when they were born, it was a different, unique bond and love that I have with them. And I love my children even though they aren't born yet. And I am sorry that they buried their child. I can't imagine what it must feel like. And I pray for them daily.
So that was an exclusive clip that was released roughly at about 10 minutes to 6 today to pretty much preview that interview that's going to be on Hannity tonight. I can expect it will be one of Hannity's biggest ratings bonanzas for that show. He's number two in cable news, but I expect this interview to be huge for several reasons, because every other media outlet did not get this interview. They wanted this interview. You know they do. And other networks will be watching Sean Hannity just for that, and we will be no different. So we will shut down the show for that because it's an important interview. So let's get to the task at hand. Barack Obama had released his birth certificate, had a big press conference about it. Went like this.
Now, let me just comment, first of all, on the fact that I can't get the networks to break in on all kinds of other discussions. I was just back there listening to Chuck. He was saying, it's amazing that he's not going to be talking about national security. I would not have the networks breaking in if I was talking about that, Chuck, and you know it. as many of you have been briefed, we provided additional information today about the site of my birth. Now, this issue has been going on for two and a half years now. I think it started during the campaign. And I have to say that over the last 2.5 years, I have watched with bemusement. I've been puzzled at the degree to which this thing just kept on going. We've had every official in Hawaii, Democrat and Republican, every news outlet that has investigated this, confirm that, yes, in fact, I was born in Hawaii, August 4th, 1961, in Kapi'olani Hospital. We've posted the certification that is given by the state of Hawaii on the internet for everybody to see. People have provided affidavits that they, in fact, have seen this birth certificate, and yet this thing just keeps on going. Now, normally, I would not comment on something like this, because obviously there's a lot of stuff swirling in the press at any given day, and I've got other things to do. But 2 weeks ago, when the Republican House had put forward a budget that will have huge consequences potentially to the country, and when I gave a speech about my budget and how I felt that we needed to invest in education and infrastructure and making sure that we had a strong safety net for our seniors, even as we were closing the deficit, during that entire week, the dominant news story wasn't about these huge monumental choices that we're going to have to make as a nation. It was about my birth certificate. And that was true on most of the news outlets that were represented here. And so I just want to make a larger point here. We've got some enormous challenges out there. There are a lot of folks out there who are still looking for work. Everybody is still suffering under high gas prices. We're going to have to make a series of very difficult decisions about how we invest in our future, but also get a...
Blah, 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 blah. Okay, so he released it back in April. Of course, because of all the pressure he was getting from Donald Trump. And immediately the speculation happened. Document was put online. And according to Sheriff Gerard Pyle in Maricopa County in Arizona, got requests from some 250 people to investigate it, which he did. His findings went on for months. They sent people out. And this was the news report that was logged yesterday at a press conference that he held. This is Joe Arpaio.
Barr Powell releasing new information about his investigation into the president's birth certificate. The lead investigator in the case saying today the document is a fraud.
Every document surrounding this one individual is plagued with problems.
First, he says the numbers at the top of Mr. Obama's birth certificate appear to be out of sequence, in his opinion. There are also numbers written on the document that indicate some of the information wasn't provided upon birth, yet there's information in those boxes on the document the White House provided.
This supports the theory that we set out and later proved through digital analysis that this document has been tampered with and information has been placed on it.
And back in the 60s, Zillow says anybody could declare a birth even if a doctor wasn't there to make it official.
If it was unattended by a physician, unattended by a hospital, you could come in and you could declare that birth as long as you were an adult and you could prove residency.
And he says, again, his opinion, it leaves a pretty big loophole. And as for the sheriff, he fires back at his critics who call his investigation nothing more than a witch hunt.
This is an official investigation, official, zeroing in on possible fraud of government documents. That's all, and it continues to be that.
The sheriff, well aware of what his critics are saying, and the backlash over today's press conference began well before the sheriff and his investigator even took the podium. Andrew Hasman is live tonight with more on that. Andrew?
Carrie, the sheriff and his investigator get very defensive when they're accused of having political motivations, and as the critics pounced, the sheriff and his team fought back.
This isn't us chasing down the president. Everybody wants to make it that. This document is fictitious.
But critics don't buy it.
It's an absolute joke. It's a joke that a sheriff anywhere would be looking into this.
Former Arizona Attorney General Grant Woods, a Republican, says this whole investigation has been a waste of time and money.
Even very, very conservative people who don't like the president, who wouldn't vote for him in a million years, have given up on this issue. It's a fake issue. It's an offensive issue, frankly, at this point in time.
Again today, the sheriff defended the investigation, saying 250 people asked him to look into the birth certificate.
We have worked hard at this. We wanted to clear the president of the United States. That was my mission, but it hasn't happened that way.
Even one of the sheriff's top aides lashed out just before today's announcement.
The media has demeaned this investigation at every turn as silly and wasteful. Your contempt about the subject and the sheriff for pursuing it has been duly noted.
One of the sheriff's potential opponents in the November election also criticized the investigation.
I feel like it's Groundhog Day. I'm hearing the same thing over and over again, but you're not going to convince me otherwise. I don't want to hear anymore how there aren't taxpayer dollars being wasted, because there are dollars and resources committed to a politically driven agenda in this so-called investigation that solely benefits the sheriff's pursuit to keep his office.
Most of this investigation was paid for by donations, but one deputy was sent to Hawaii at a cost of about $10,000. The sheriff has been heavily criticized for that, and donations were collected to cover the cost. But according to the sheriff's office, some of the members of the Board of Supervisors refused to accept those donations. I'm Andrew Hasman, Fox 10 News.
So there you have it. Now, again, they're talking about quote-unquote draw piles critics. They found two. Sheriff Gerald Pyle's biggest critics is the media. The media has criticized it. And why have they criticized it? Well, because they didn't do their job. And they refused to do their job. Now, as you heard, President Obama says that there were plenty of people who were out there investigating this, Republicans and Democrats. But there's no proof of that. No one has ever suggested that they went and investigated this. They just said, this is the proof, these are the affidavits, that's it. The White House has been, well, let's just say the president has used lawyers to, at first, stop an investigation into his paperwork. And other paperwork as well. He spent some $3 million to keep people from finding out his school records. And legal fees. No one has seen any of his documents at Harvard University, his application to get into Harvard University. And now this investigation has gone into this birth certificate, and no one has even asked the question as, hey, look, If this is the evidence that you have, Sheriff Gerald, we want to see it. No one's looked at it. No one's even responded to the evidence that Gerald has given. No one's responded to it. They let him do all the talking, and then they criticized him. That was pretty much it. That's all that's been done. No one's looked at his investigation. No one's looked at the evidence and tried to disprove it, which is exactly what anybody would do. Where are the fact checkers here? Where's factcheck.org? Where's the fact check column in the Washington Post? You know, that gives the Pinocchios when someone's lying in a campaign ad. No one is touching it because they do not want to be a part of this investigation. They are just dismissing it. They're using terms like birther, which is offensive. Just look at the evidence. If Gerald Pyle is lying and the evidence in any way whatsoever has been doctored or falsified to push this narrative or to push something nefarious, just call him out on it. Just call him out on it. Hey, well, Gerald Pyle, he's given the evidence. We're looking at it. It's in the public domain. You know what, Joe? We looked at this, we looked at that, we looked at this, we looked at that, we looked at this. This all seems well. We don't know what you got here. But no one is doing that. And they refuse to touch it. See, I experienced this in my own personal case. No one wanted to talk about the evidence that proved innocent. And that's usually the case when they only want to push one thing. Make this guy out to be a whack job. Has anybody questioned the credibility of the lead investigator? Not one. No one has done anything to suggest that the lead investigator in this case is a fraud or that his reputation is false. Or, I'm sorry, to discredit his qualifications or his reputation. This is part of, excuse me, the press conference that took place yesterday as well. And I'll play some of it for you here. Takes a second.
This document is fictitious. It's been represented to the people of Maricopa County. Now, I'm sorry that the president claimed ownership of it. I'm sorry that it's the president. But if somebody represented something fictitious to you and you acted on it and found out it was wrong and you came to us, you'd want us to look at it. It's time for this charade to stop. This is a real long time to be looking into something. A lot of money has been spent never to release this. And now that it's released, there's no evidence that it's authentic.
Right now, we'd like to get it to somebody. I think we did quite a bit of work on this. And I would like the Congress to have hearings, maybe a special prosecutor, not only for this issue, but to show how easy it is to get a birth certificate in Hawaii, where we're talking about national security, talking about immigration. We are not accusing the president of any crime. We are strictly investigating a possible government forged document. And that's the way we're still going with this. We're talking about documents.
So, again, he wants to present the evidence. Let people look at it. Let them determine whether or not it's a fraud. But to discredit him, if to discredit him without even looking into the information, that's a joke to me. That's a joke, and again, this is only proving to me that the press has an issue with the truth when it comes to the President of the United States, this President of the United States. This is what I don't like about the press, running interference for agenda purposes. And they know they should know a hell of a lot better than to do that. They should know a hell of a lot better than to do this. But they don't care. their indifference to the facts, their complete disregard of doing their jobs as journalists, is a discredit to the country, is a discredit to journalism as a whole. And everyone knows that they need to get to the bottom of this. Let's find out whether or not Joe Arpaio's investigation is valid at all. He did the investigation. They used private funds to do so. They spent the money. They made the trips. $10,000 in Hawaii. Yeah, big whoop. It was paid for by donations. People wanted to get to the bottom of this. Well, let's go out there and prove. If you really don't like Joe Arpaio, if you think he's a fraud, if you think this investigation is fraudulent, get out there and get to the bottom of it. Make a fool out of him. We don't just get to sit back and go, we don't believe you, that's it. Where you don't have the facts. And you didn't bother to investigate it on your own. Not one person has stepped up and said, you know what, Joe, I understand you did your own investigation, but look, we did our own and this is what we found. Not one person has come forward to say that. Not one. They made this about an investigation into his office. They made this about the witch hunt factor. They made it about everything else other than proof that Joe Arpaio's investigation was fraudulent. They can't prove it, and they're not going to bother. They're just going to dismiss it. Well, who's the joke here? Who is the joke here? To me, it doesn't look like Joe Arpaio until somebody comes forward and says, you don't know what you're talking about, and here's the facts. And as long as they don't do that, Joe Arpaio has more proof of what took place than anybody else. He did the work. We'll take a break. We'll come back, and I'll talk to you about some of the other things that people believe. Makes Joe Arpaio's investigation valid. We'll talk about that when we get back. Stick around. It's Reese on the Radio.
Gave him the Nobel Peace Prize without him doing anything, and he took it. He changed healthcare for millions of Americans, even though they liked what they had. He says he will tell Iran to quit making nukes and they will stop, because he is just that good. To him, the Supreme Court is nothing but an unelected group of people. You want president? He is the president. He picked Joe Biden to be his vice president just to show that he doesn't really need one. He wants us to believe no one else in America would have made the Bin Laden call. He is the most arrogant man in the world. I ultimately get what I want. Stay ignorant, my friends.
On the radio, and you'd be stunned at some of the people who call up and spend some time with Reese on the Radio. He is the godfather of entertainment, Mr. Michael Lohan. Mr. Lohan!
Reese, I have to stop laughing before we get in. I don't know how to respond to this. Am I in the Twilight Zone?
you are in the Twilight Zone. On the phone with us right now on Reese on the Radio is the connoisseur of the Hollywood biz, the father of the famed actress Lindsay Lohan. Mr. Michael Lohan is on the show on Reese on the Radio. Thank you for joining us today, sir.
No, thanks for having me, Reese. It's going to be a lot of fun, I can tell already.
Oh, man, you have no idea how much fun we're going to have today. It's Reese on the Radio, weeknights, right here on blogtalkradio.com.
President Obama promised us his health care law
is absolutely not a tax increase.
Now we know that's not true. Obama's health care law is actually one of the largest tax increases in history. Shouldn't Obama's priorities have been creating jobs and ending reckless spending? Instead, he focused on a $2 trillion health care takeover that we have to pay for. How can we afford this tax? We're already struggling. Tell Obama, repeal the health care law and pass patient-centered reform.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Reese on the radio, and let me tell you something. Nothing makes my job more perfect than interacting with you, the listeners of the Reese on the Radio show. Eric, you're on with Reese.
Hey, first of all, I want to say that you are very refreshing, my friend.
Thank you, Eric.
I do think there's too much emphasis on the race card.
Sure.
I'm sick of people who want to be treated exactly like everybody else as long as we recognize that they're different.
Yes, that's it. Chris, you're on with Reese.
Yes, hi, Reese. I just had to rebuff that guy that called you and said your arguments were weak.
Sure.
He's basing his vote on something you said, and he's talking
about my arguments weak,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, what a hypocrite. Well, I hope he's still listening. Buddy, you're a hypocrite. You shouldn't even be allowed to vote.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it. Steve, you're on with Reese.
Hey, Reese, I got to compliment you. You were wonderful handling that guy who was going to base his whole decision on something you said, which you handled it well. I think you just sealed the deal with the listeners, and you're doing a wonderful job. That's all I wanted to say.
Steve, thank you very, very much, and I appreciate that. It's Reese on the Radio right here, 8 to 10 p.m. weeknights on blogtalkradio.com. Reese on the Radio, and we're back 26 minutes after the hour right here on blogtalkradio.com. July the 18th, 2012. Got to remember when these breaks end. Anyway, all right, so we're talking about the Joe Arpaio investigation into President Barack Obama's birth certificate. Now, I want to go into something that I talked about a long, 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 long time ago. Back in 2008. And the conversation was about Barack Obama's citizenship based upon the time that he was born. And more people were bringing this up based upon when Ann Dunham, President Obama's mother, had given birth to Barack Obama. And what started this whole argument about whether or not he was born in Kenya? So the deal was, okay, if indeed President Obama was born in Kenya a few months before Ann Dunham's 19th birthday, could there be a possibility that she then went back to the United States when he was a couple of weeks old, or maybe even a few days, or whatever it was. But just for argument's sake, let's say it was a couple of weeks. Okay? The bottom line was, okay, she was an American citizen. She's in Kenya for, let's say, 6 months. She can't travel in her third trimester. She has the baby in Kenya. After the baby's old enough, they fly to Hawaii for Barack Obama to be in Hawaii, you know, with the grandparents. Okay? She gets there, and someone decides to get him a birth certificate in the United States, in Hawaii at the time. But based upon acquisition of U.S. citizenship by a child born abroad, the rules state this. Now, under the rule, it says, acquisition of U.S. citizenship by a child born abroad. It says, under birth abroad by one citizen and one alien parent in wedlock.
A child born abroad to one U.S. citizen parent and one alien parent acquires U.S. citizenship at birth under Section 301G of the INA, provided the U.S. citizen parent was physically present in the United States or one of its outlying possessions for the time period required by the law applicable at the time of the child's birth. For a birth on or after November 14, 1986, a period of 5 years physical presence, two after the age of 14 is required. Now, this is where this gets tricky. For a birth between December 24, 1952 and November 13, 1986, which would be between the time that President Barack Obama was born, a period of 10 years, five after the age of 14 is required for physical presence in the United States or one of its outlying possessions to transmit U.S. citizenship to that child. Okay, for those who don't understand, and I'm sure you do, it would have to be that Ann Dunham would have to have been a U.S. citizen pregnant after 5 years of her 14th birthday to have a child anywhere else in the world and it be considered a U.S. citizen, therefore making her 19 years old. If she has a child abroad before her 19th birthday, which in this case she did, we know that. Her birthday is in November of 1942, November 29th to be exact. Barack Obama's birthday, August 4th of 1961. That year she would have turned 19, but in November. Okay? 4 months later. Maybe almost even 5 months later. So if indeed she had Barack Obama in Kenya before her 19th birthday, by default would make him a Kenyan citizen. That was the argument people were making. So, if she had Barack Obama on the 30th of November, she would have surpassed her 19th birthday. She'd have been one day into her 19th birthday, had given birth the day after. Oh, hell, if she had given birth on her birthday, that would have made her 19, and he would have been allowed to be a U.S. citizen no matter where he was born, because her citizenship would have provided him that privilege. So the argument is, and always has been, where was she when she gave birth on August 4th, 1961? Again, I have not read Joe Arpaio's investigation. I've not looked at I've seen a lot of it, but I've not gone through it. But if an investigation did take place and it was found out that indeed Ann Dunham was in Kenya during the time that he was born, the numbers don't lie. We know when he was born. We know when she was born. We know what age she was. She was 18. It was months before her 19th birthday. If indeed that is a fact, then technically he could not be a U.S. citizen. But according to Joe Arpaio's report, that it was not impossible to just get a birth certificate in the 60s without a doctor present. Just by saying, I'm a U.S. citizen, this is my baby, baby wasn't born here. And Joe Arpaio also said there are no records of Ann Dunham ever being listed in that hospital. Again, I haven't seen that, but that's what's being said. And that's their argument. And if the evidence in any way, I mean, if the document's fraudulent, the document's fraudulent. And just deal with that issue until somebody comes to me and then proves to me that Ann Dunham, his mother, was indeed out of the country at the time, then it's a different issue. But other things play into this.
as we've talked about, his publisher, who released his book, Dreams from My Father, in his bio, Barack Obama, born in Kenya, raised in Indonesia and Hawaii, is a bio written by the author according to information provided by the publishing company. The argument was then made, oh, well, maybe he was just embellishing to make his character sound more interesting. Fine. Hey, look, we've all lied on our resume. I, too, have been called out for it. But the bottom line is that if that's what he did, then just come out and say, hey, I lied. Hey, we found out in his book there were embellishments. Characters in his book didn't even exist. His girlfriends he describes in the book turn out to be composites of girls he dated. Information about his grandfather, his maternal grandfather, being held by the British, turns out to be untrue. So it's not like President Barack Obama hasn't fabricated before. And again, let's talk about the secrecy of this president not wanting to release his personal records, school transcripts, his Harvard application to school. Why is he fighting not to have that released? Does that document say the same thing it says on his bio with the publishing company? Does it say in his application that he was born in Kenya? Therefore, he defrauded the Harvard University. And maybe he's not trying to bring more attention to that. That's a valid argument. Because why would he have fought so hard to keep this information from being released? The birth certificate as well. Why did he fight so hard legally to keep this information from being abroad? That he was forced to produce this document that now Joe Arpaio says is false. Now, JC, you went over this document. And what do you say? What do you hear so far? We'll get to Justin in a second because Justin's on the line. I want to get what you see so far just based upon what you see.
Well, you know, I went over the document. I downloaded one from the White House press website. And I also took a document of my own that I scanned in. Just look at the characteristics of them, the behavior of them. And, wow. And changing the size of the document from small to large has specific behaviors. Now, the poster that I made, it behaved pretty normally. It just grew in size.
Right.
The document from the White House website, the White House website, it came up in pieces.
So the document in front of me. So explain to me what it is that you're talking about, so that I can see this for myself.
Okay, and you got both of them in front of you?
I have yours. I can't put them both up at the same time. So I have the president's long form birth certificate as presented on the government website.
Okay. Let me pull mine up.
Now I magnified it to 200 as you asked me to do.
Right. We'll start out at let's say 50. Start out at 50.
Okay, number 50 listed on his birth certificate. Number 50 on the long form. You want me to start off at magnified by 50?
Right.
Okay, so I magnified to 50. Okay, that's pretty small. I can't really see much there.
Now jump to 200.
Okay, so I'm jumping to 200.
And you'll notice that the background is there.
Right.
But anything that's black starts in white first, and then it turns black.
Okay. All right. So, okay,
you
I got
what
you.
Talking
I got
about?
You. You're saying, what part is your, are you saying it's, right. When you scroll down, it turns white?
And then it turns black.
Right.
Like the lettering.
Yes.
So you're saying that to the document. Yeah, what they fail to do with this, or even if you take it back to 100, take it from 200 to 100,
right.
You'll see everything that's in type, like the you see what I'm talking about now?
Yes, I did.
Now, if you look at the document that I sent you, which was a scanned document as well, if you jump up and down with that one, the image itself just jumps up and down. It does not turn light, dark, or anything.
That's correct. It stays one solid color when you scroll down. In
right.
fact, it blurs a little bit, but it never changes from white to then black and white, or green and black in this particular case. It
right.
never changes. It never changes its template at all.
Right.
Now, you're saying, based upon things like Photoshop and things like that, this document should in no way whatsoever be changing its color.
It shouldn't be changing its color or anything. It should either just get large or get small. And then it should do it almost like in an instant, where it takes like it's waiting for layers to like a layers to fall.
Gotcha. A scanned document should not layer when you pull up and down. It should just say, in other words, a scanned document. Nothing should be moving, no colors, nothing should be changing on this document.
Nothing.
Yet it is. This is a very, very interesting thing, man.
I'm a little freaked out by it myself.
That is very, very frightening, my friend.
If they were going to, and I'm nobody conspiracy theorist. I'm not even an Adobe professional. In fact, I am self-taught. I've been doing graphics for about maybe a good 15 years now. Like I said, I'm self-taught. I'm not a professional. But what I just showed you. It's very, very basic.
And you're saying that this should not happen to the document at all?
No.
Okay. All right. That makes sense to me. I mean, I compared the two documents that you gave me just.
And it confirmed what you were talking about, that there were layers that were tampered with.
Right. Exactly. This is what Joe Arpaio's investigators first said a couple of months ago when we played it. When I was in New York, we played audio from this investigator, lead investigator in here, and the woman even asked him, "Are you going to put your reputation on the line for this audio?" And he said, "I mean, for this investigation," and he said flat out, "Yes."
Yeah, but you know what? I think the only way that the White House is going to be able to appease the public on this one is that the birth certificate needs carbon dating. They have the technology to do so.
I guess so. Yeah, I mean, I think that's the only thing that they can do.
They could tell you that whether that ink's 2 years old or 42 years old.
Right, in this case, it should be that old. Now, before I bring Justin, just the part that again, according to this information, okay, it says age of the mother 18, right? And then when you scroll down, this is supposed to be admitted. The date of signature is supposed to be just 3 days after his birth. They also say, now I don't know why this is, but okay, signature of the attendant is a day later. Date accepted by local registry is a day later. But these markings with the 9, the 1, the 2, I'm trying to figure out what significance that has to this document. What these numbers written in pencil are on the right and left, on the right sides of everything written down. because I'm not sure exactly what that is. That's why I cannot wait to read in full Arpaio's investigation. Because there are things in here that don't seem to, they don't seem to add up. You know, race of the child is another thing, as we mentioned before, was that Barack Obama was listed as, what, I think it's African American, is that what's been listed here?
Looks like, yeah, it looked like they were going to write African American, but I don't know.
Well, I'm looking here. Let me see, I'm going to try to scroll down here. Okay, it says race of father African.
Yes, he's African.
Why wouldn't they refer to him as Kenyan? Or was that just something that they didn't do?
Well, which is odd because if you look down at the next line, birthplace, age father 25, birthplace, Kenya, East Africa.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, is I don't know that they would call his race African. That doesn't seem to make sense to me.
And,
but maybe
and
maybe I'm just grasping at straws there, but I don't know. Let's bring in our good friend, nephew Justin. Justin, you there?
Yeah.
Hey, so what do you think? I mean, you heard my opening monologue. What do you think? Shouldn't at least someone be investigating whether or not, I mean, if we want to discredit Sheriff Joe Arpaio, wouldn't you think that that's what people should do? Just investigate his findings and then make him out to be a fraud, and then he's done for. He looks like an idiot, and keep it moving. The guy doesn't get reelected because he's out on a witch hunt. We prove him wrong.
Right. That's what I'm thinking. That's what I said.
Yeah, I mean, what? Well, I mean, that's the part that angers me the most is, you know, when we go out there and we hear this stuff going on about critics and critics and critics and critics, sure, there are critics. I mean, crap, I'm a critic. You know, but the difference between them and myself is I go out and try to gather the information. I don't make, because I would make the argument for anybody in the press, look at what they did in the George Zimmerman Trayvon Martin case. Everybody speculated beforehand before they had any facts.
Right.
Everybody speculated beforehand before they had any facts. But then, you know, when all the stuff comes out that, you know, isn't true, called him a white man, said that, you know, he was a racist, said that he was possibly racist, said that he made racist comments, and then when they're forced to investigate after the fact, that's all part of contempt prior to investigation on all parts of this, and that's what I don't understand about the Joe Arpaio thing. But let me ask you this, Justin, okay? And don't give me a short answer, give me a long answer. Based upon what you've heard so far, just based on Joe Arpaio, give me a scale of 1 to 10. 1 being the lowest possibility, 10 being the highest. Do you believe or not that this birth certificate may indeed be fraudulent?
Well, I believe it is because, tell you this, because on our regular birth certificates that we have writing on our birth certificates, we don't have no numbers, we don't have no writings or nothing like that. Nobody writes on a birth certificate. Number and the pencil, and first of all.
Yeah, I don't understand. I don't understand that. But, okay, so if you were to give the scale of 1 to 10, where would you go? As far as believability on Joe Arpaio's part in his investigation.
A 7.
Okay, I'm with you there. I'll go right at 7. I think that's a fair number. Until somebody else comes to me and says, hey, look, Joe Arpaio, you're a fraud, and here's the evidence that you did. We looked at your entire piece of work, your entire investigation, and you're a fraud. And keep it moving. And keep it moving. This guy is calling for Congress to look at this document. Joe Arpaio's credibility is on the line, and he knows it. I don't think that he would do this if he wasn't indeed, I mean, had some sort of evidence to prove that he knows what he's talking about.
Right.
So, I don't know. All right, well, I got to take a break. When we get back, let's talk a little bit about what we expect in this George Zimmerman interview tonight with with Sean Hannity at 9 o'clock, which we're going to close down the show today. At 9 o'clock, we're probably going to close it down just beforehand. We're going to break down all the audio. I'm going to get all the significant audio and all the pieces of it. We'll have it for you tomorrow. We will discuss. I'm already getting tweets that they want me. People want me on everybody else's show now to talk about it. So give me a little bit. We'll break it down when we come back. Stick around. It's Reese on the Radio.
They gave him the Nobel Peace Prize without him doing anything, and he took it. He changed healthcare for millions of Americans, even though they liked what they had. He says he will tell Iran to quit making nukes, and they will stop, because he is just that good. To him, the Supreme Court is nothing but an unelected group of people. You want president? He is the president. He picked Joe Biden to be his vice president just to show that he doesn't really need one. He wants us to believe no one else in America would have made the Bin Laden call. He is the most arrogant man in the world. I ultimately get what I want. Stay ignorant, my friends.
And you'd be stunned at some of the people who call up to spend some time with Reese on the Radio. He is the godfather of entertainment, Mr. Michael Lohan. Mr. Lohan!
Reese, I have to stop laughing before we get in. I don't know how to respond to this. Am I in the Twilight Zone?
you are in the Twilight Zone. On the phone with us right now on Reese on the Radio is the connoisseur of the Hollywood biz, the father of the famed actress Lindsay Lohan. Mr. Michael Lohan is on the show on Reese on the Radio. Thank you for joining us today, sir.
No, thanks for having me, Reese. It's going to be a lot of fun, I can tell already.
Oh, man, you have no idea how much fun we are going to have today. It's Reese on the Radio, weeknights, right here on blogtalkradio.com.
President Obama promised us his health care law.
Is absolutely not a tax increase.
Now we know that's not true. Obama's health care law is actually one of the largest tax increases in history. Shouldn't Obama's priorities have been creating jobs and ending reckless spending? Instead, he focused on a $2 trillion health care takeover that we have to pay for. How can we afford this tax? We're already struggling. Tell Obama, repeal the health care law and pass patient-centered reform.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Reese on the Radio, and let me tell you something. Nothing makes my job more perfect than interacting with you, the listeners of the Reese on the Radio show. Eric, you're on with Reese.
Hey, first of all, I want to say that you are very refreshing, my friend.
Thank you, Eric.
I do think there's too much emphasis on the race card.
Sure.
I'm sick of people who want to be treated exactly like everybody else, as long as we recognize that they're different.
Yes, that's it. Chris, you're on with Reese.
Yes, hi, Reese. I just had to rebuff that guy that called you and said your arguments were weak.
Sure.
He's basing his vote on something you said, and
he's talking about my arguments weak,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, what a hypocrite. Boy, I hope he's still listening. Buddy, you're a hypocrite. You shouldn't even be allowed to vote.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it. Steve, you're on with Reese.
Hey, Reese, I got to compliment you. You were wonderful handling that guy who was going to base his whole decision on something you said, which you handled it well. I think you just sealed the deal with the listeners, and you're doing a wonderful job. That's all I wanted to say.
Steve, thank you very, very much, and I appreciate that. It's Reese on the Radio right here, 8 to 10 p.m. weeknights on blogtalkradio.com. New World Water, Mos Def. All right, 6 minutes to the top of the hour. We're going to close out right before 9 o'clock. So again, I'm sure that everybody from every network is going to be checking out this interview with George Zimmerman today on Sean Hannity. So we, of course, have to. It's only right. I'm going to make some speculations here. By the way, if you didn't catch it in the beginning of the show, I'll play it. It's about a 30-second piece of what George Zimmerman, part of the interview he'll be talking about tonight. And Sean Hannity asked George what he would like to say to the parents of Trayvon Martin.
This is your first interview. What would you like to tell them?
I would tell them that, again, I'm sorry. I don't have, my wife and I don't have any children. I have nephews that I love more than life. I love them more than myself. And I know when they were born, it was a different, unique bond and love that I have with them. And I love my children even though they aren't born yet. And I am sorry that they buried their child. I can't imagine what it must feel like. And I pray for them daily.
So he says he does pray for them. He does have some empathy for what it is that they're going through, which rightly so. I mean, no one in their life would ever feel good about taking another person's life, especially if it was done, if it wasn't done in malice, if it's done, you know, I guess in this particular case, as George Zimmerman portrays it, that it was an accident. And, you know, this is, I'm sure it's tough. I'm sure it's tough for him to have to go through. But, you know, it's what happened. It just, you know, it happened. I mean, what more can you possibly say? It happened. And the circumstances of it happening, who knows? We're not exactly sure yet, but I'm sure we will find out. Because that trial will be a big deal. And I don't think it's ever going to lose, I don't think it's ever going to lose muster until it's over with. It's the new Casey Anthony. You know, unfortunately, well, I would say fortunately in this case, because I wouldn't say unfortunately. Fortunately in this case, there are people on either side of this, which again brings on honest debate. But also brings on debate on how this was handled and how it was portrayed. You know, Casey Anthony, you know the deal is, they thought that woman was guilty, bottom line. And, you know, this woman turned out to be, you know, completely ostracized. And, you know, now she's in hiding. You know, I don't think that she'll ever have a moment's peace in her life. I don't know whether or not she even deserves that, because I don't know whether or not she did it. But apparently, a jury of her peers says that she didn't.
So, that was pure technicality that she got off on.
It may have much been.
Much like in this case with George Zimmerman, they know they're not going to get a murder, too. It's going to end the same way.
Well,
even
I don't
though they're guilty.
I think you're right. I don't think it can end any other way other than an acquittal, because they cannot prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that this definitely happened. Okay, we got to get ready for this. We don't have a choice. I hate to have to end it early, folks, but you know, this is appointment television. So, end it early, JC. You going to watch this?
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm sure, Justin, you're going to watch it as well, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, so we will, of course, watch it. We will report back to you guys tomorrow. I'm doing an interview at 9:05 tomorrow morning. I'll put it on Facebook to let you know where it is that we're going to be. But that's going to be our show for today. We'll be back, same bat time, same bat channel. We will do a full 2 hours and an analysis. We'd like to tell everybody thank you for joining us even for the hour. We will see you tomorrow. George Zimmerman speaks in less than a minute right here. We'll be here tomorrow.
Peace.